Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two and the conclusion of a great two-part interview with Betska K. Burr. Now, she's the author of author in a collaborative book titled Unleashing Potential, Strategies for Life Mastery. And her chapter in this book is called Mind Kinetics for Permanent Positive Change. Now, she's been sharing with us about the science behind mind kinetics and how it can help people become stronger in, you know, areas like life and finances and careers and families. But today, in today's portion of the interview, she's sharing with us, you know, how leaders in corporate and government can use these things as well and how she's able to help them and how mind kinetics can actually bring you closer to God. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of it. I'll let her do that. So right now, let's jump back into the conclusion of this great interview with Betska K. Burr. So when you talk about, you know, you have to heal the heart first.
Yeah.
And then that flips the negative beliefs.
Yeah.
That we have about ourselves and others.
Yeah.
Then do you enter all the modalities that you were talking about, or do you do the modalities first? How's all this work?
Built into each modality is the healing of the heart and going into the subconscious mind to find out what's really going on, and then taking them into their God self.
Okay, so yeah. you just don't hand them a manual this thick and, you know, a foot thick and say, here, read this, come back next week.
Now you gotta learn how to do it. Although, you know, we do have some of your viewers might be very interested in going to one method that we have put online free of charge. And it's kind of interesting when you'll remember when George Bush attacked Iraq.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole world was angry at him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some weren't, but, you know. And I just prayed to God. I just said, you know, we don't need any more bloodshed. Please, you know, please give me something that I can give to the world so they can use, people can use it. Because let's face it, there are lots of people around the world who can't afford to hire a life and executive coach. Yeah. I mean, many of our coaches are reasonably priced and others are more expensive and so on. And then others can, you know, they can afford it. But for those who can't, and even for those who can, they can go to www.thebrainwalk.com. Don't put HTTPS in front of it, just www.thebrainwalk.com. And it's a free methodology that I developed. It came as a result of George Bush attacking Iraq.
Mm.
And it, in less than 15 minutes, Pastor Bob, whoever goes in there, they can solve whatever is bothering them, and they will get a solution to it.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's awesome. Awesome. I know that you said, and prior to getting ready for all this, that the science of mind kinetics basically helps people become stronger in seven areas. Can you share those areas with us?
Yes. So, what do we still have? You probably know this from your work with Christ, that what percentage of Americans and Canadians, what percentage of marriages still fail?
Oh, I think it's like 75%, 80%.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Wow. I know I was 50% there for decades, but I think I'm pretty sure it's gone up.
I haven't
Like
done the
65,
research.
70%.
Wow, that is massive. So there's one reason. They're alone to engage in mind kinetics, right? Learn some tools, come and study with us, or you can, read, do lots of reading first. And because our family life is one of the seven areas, family life. And why do a lot of marriages fail? Again, negative beliefs. We are judging each other.
A lot of times it's for financial reasons too.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell you a cute story that's coming to my mind. When Jan was coaching me, the lady that taught me these some initial tools, I was complaining bitterly about my husband, that he was a lousy communicator. Oh boy. Okay. So she's coaching me on it and she asks me to see the mirror. She said, what is it in him that you don't like? And I said, well, he's a lousy communicator, blah, blah, blah. And then she turned to me and she said, well, what you see in others is a reflection of what you see in yourself.
Ouch.
Yeah. Owie, 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 right?
Yeah.
So she helped me see the mirror that how I was also a lousy communicator. You see, it's so easy to judge people, right? But if you can stop and take a look at this and say, okay, where is the mirror? And so then she took me into my God self and we got that healing done. And Pastor Bob, when my husband came home, I said, honey, I have something important to share with you. So we sat on the couch and I told him the story and I apologized. Because for all these years, I was blaming him. He was the problem in our marriage. It takes two to tango, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Amen.
And
Amen.
then here's another cute story around that. We encourage couples to come and learn together because my husband has gone through the program. He's an amazing coach and he's a great trainer as well. And some days I would be stuck. And so I would say, honey, I need you to coach me. And he'll say, okay. So it could be even in this room here, right? And he would say, okay, well, what do you want to work on today? And I'd say, well, my problem is you. You are my problem. So I
Amen.
would spiel it all out, right? So he would have to sit there, and we have to teach our coaches this. Our egos have to be out in that back garden, right? We are here to love that person. And so he had to see me as someone who was in pain. I'm his wife, but he had to see me as someone who was in pain. And he had to just help me to get over the pain. So, and I'm saying nasty things about him, but he's coaching me. So we did this for many years, and from time to time, I'll still ask him to do that, and vice versa, I will coach him, and his issue is me. So especially when you're working together with someone, because we're both co-presidents here at Coaching and Leadership International, and I tell you, it saved our marriage, because we're talking about marriage. It saved our business because we got our egos and our judgments out of the way. So
Wow.
that's just one. Let me just finish off with all these other areas of life. So the family life, very important for your people to, excuse me. Excuse me. So there's family, there's financial issues, as you said, right? spiritual. I'm working with a young lady right now who said, and she's only 9. talking about relationships, right? And then we also can use mind kinetics for our financial life, our spiritual life. Like this little girl said to me, "I'm disconnected from God. You know, can you help me? I've kind of lost touch." This is a little girl, right? So that's important. Then we have social life, career, health, intellectual, and so on. So, yeah.
Amen. Do government leaders suffer from these things as well?
Yes.
How do you help them?
Oh. Well, we've had some contracts. Like one of our contracts was with government for 10 years. And with government leaders, it's vital because when we get into those positions of power, sometimes we forget who we really are. And we start working from our egos instead of from our hearts.
Amen. Yeah.
And
I
I
can
think
see that.
that's a major issue. And so what we do is we work with them to keep them balanced. You have to operate your governments and your corporations with logic. I mean, we have to live in a logical world. But then how can we help you to be a noble leader? You know, so that I'm going to be very strong here, but someone who doesn't lie, who doesn't cheat, who doesn't steal, who doesn't kill. You know, isn't those are the teachings of Christ when you look at the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's true. Amen. Amen.
So these
And
leaders should
that's
be.
a lot of that is lacking in government today.
Oh, yes, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And corporations. And
Yeah.
when we look at the corporate world, you know, if you're a publicly traded company, then unfortunately, it's all driven by the board of directors and how much money you're going to make for us this month.
Yeah, usually it's driven by the board of directors, who are driven by the stockholders. You can go into meditation all day long as long as our stock's going up.
And, you know, so these are major issues, right? And so, but as long as the leaders come to the table with a noble heart and a noble mind, I think we could fix a lot of this stuff that's going on. But what we do is we help them change their mindsets. So if they've been programmed, you know, to be you know, someone who doesn't communicate well with their staff, who abuses their staff. I see that all the time in my work. And some of it's quite subtle, which can be difficult. So we need to help them to find solutions inside of themselves so that they become better people.
Amen. Amen. How does mind kinetics for the Christian bring them closer to God?
Well, when we are filled with negative beliefs, how can we be close to God?
True. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to quote from a great spiritual leader, Swami Vivekananda from India. I've been to India 8 times. I love that country to teach. And he said something so profound in one of his books, which applies to all religions. That's why I'm bringing it up. He said, "We have a soul, and our soul is perfect. But when we are having these challenges in life, we have this veil over us. And that veil of negative beliefs and fears and roadblocks and blind spots, that's preventing us from connecting to our God self, to our soul." It's those negative, because the soul doesn't think negatively. The soul is perfect.
Right. Amen.
Christ was perfect, right? And so I just love that analogy. And what we do with mind kinetics, and you can visually see this, is we will, excuse me, help the person find what is stopping them from achieving their goals or overcoming their challenges. And so that's the veil. It's stopping us from connecting to our God self. So we find out what is happening in each of those, the cells, wherever the cells are. Usually it's in the heart, by the way. One of the
Amen.
things we haven't talked about is that we have between 50 and 100 cells in our bodies. And some of those cells are for to look after our eyesight and our heart rate and our kidneys and liver and so on. And many of them look after our thoughts. Candace Pert was a neuroscientist. She did some amazing work in this field. And so when we cannot think clearly, it means that we have receptors on our cells that are stuck. And those receptors will let food into the cell or not. And when the food's not coming into the cell, we cannot think clearly. And those receptors constricted because of some negative event.
Yeah, amen.
So it's
Amen.
easy to, it's easy for us with mind kinetics to find what's the cause. So it's one thing I'd love for your viewers to take away with from today is we don't have to stay stuck. We don't have to hide in our homes. We can have better jobs. We can have money and we can have our spirituality at the same time.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
We can be noble people, but we need to find out what is happening in our those 100 trillion cells in our body that are stopping us from becoming that kind of a person.
So, what's the end result when a person goes through your system?
This is cool. I'll give you some examples. And I put an example in the book Unleashing Potential. If someone wants to go and read the chapter in there, I had an here's an example of an executive who came to me many years ago. At the age of 19, she was diagnosed with depression, and the psychologist put her on antidepressants, and she was on those antidepressants for 30 years.
Wow.
And she was getting worse and worse and worse. She was even on Prozac, the highest level of Prozac you can imagine. And she was getting worse. So see what I mean? It's just, what we're doing today isn't working very well. So she worked with me, and she had severe addiction. She was addicted to gambling. She thought nothing about going out to a gambling house and spending $300, $400, $500 a night. So she was in so much debt, and she was addicted to sexual abuse by her partner, addicted to alcohol and vaping, smoking, and the list goes on, right? She was, and she was able to drop her addiction to gambling because that was the most debilitating. And what was really kind of cool was during one of her visualizations, when we take her into her God self, she actually met Christ. It's
Amen.
kind of cool story. And she visualized all these lions at the gates of heaven, and oh my God, it changed her life. She stopped her gambling. We have people who will stop drinking, their diseases will stop. We measure everything. If people come to us for 10 sessions, for example, at the end of 10, we measure their results. Not just on a conscious level, explaining to us how they've changed, but on a subconscious level, the stuff that they didn't even know was there. And that's always so exciting for people to find out what was there and how they kicked it out.
Amen. I bet. Especially if they've been suffering with their whole life,
Oh, some
and
people
that's
die with this stuff still inside of them. It's this sludge sitting in their cells. It's
yeah.
It's not good.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Friska, this has been so good. And how can someone get in touch with you? They want to ask a question, they want to obtain more information on your coaching programs, things like that. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, I think you're going to share the link with them for the book Unleashing Potential Strategies for Life Mastery, the one, and they can definitely start by buying the PDF book or the paperback. They can also go to our website, coachingandleadership.com, and they can also write to me personally, and we can have a discussion. Betska at And it's BETS, as in Sarah, KA, at coachingandleadership.com. And yeah, I'd love to hear from them. And I welcome if they would like me to speak to any groups that they have, or if they've got a group of people that they would like to have group coaching done. That's powerful work.
Yeah. Amen. How long
Yeah.
do you do it, like a one day session, or what do you do with that?
Oh, it depends on, what people want. If they want a 1 hour webinar, I can do that. Our coach training programs are quite intense, so they have to sign up for four. It's about 40 classes in about
Wow.
4 months, to
Okay.
learn. That's the first level. Every level is around 40 classes.
I
And
was talking about
again,
if someone wanted to have you come out and speak to like a business or something like that, are you looking at, 1 hour, or is it
Oh,
a
sure. Yeah, it can.
all day thing, or what do you do?
Whatever they want.
Notice. Yep.
I'm
Good.
a professional speaker, so I can go out and speak for usually no less than 45 minutes. Like
Yeah.
if you're going to
Yeah.
do a keynote speech, you have to be impactful in 45 minutes, but
Amen. Yeah.
it's nice to do an hour and a half, and half day programs are also very powerful. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So
Yeah.
the book Unleashing Potential Strategies for Life Mastery, how can someone order a copy of that?
I think I gave you the link there, right? If
Okay.
not, I'll give it to you again, and you can put it
Yeah,
on the
I don't see it there.
okay.
Okay.
I will
Okay.
email it back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it on Amazon or
Yes, but we prefer that they go to that link I sent, because then
Okay.
I get credit for it.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay.
because there are 17
Outstanding.
of us
Yeah.
authors in this, so if they could use that link, then I get credit for it.
Okay.
And
Okay. Yeah.
I would just love to meet more of the people who listen to you and watch you. And
Amen.
so, Bob, what did you learn today that was good for you, if anything?
Well, there's so much. I mean, just the idea that there is a way to tap into the inner soul
Yes.
and empty out, like you called it, the sludge. I do a lot of prayer, meditation and prayer and, things like that. But it sounds like you, through the kinetics, mind kinetics, has it systemized. And a system, from my experience, life experience, once you have a system in place, everything else just goes with the flow. I mean, you have to, even a river has a system. It starts from high and flows downhill. That's a system. It never flows uphill. So
Exactly.
if you have a system in place, it just makes life simpler.
I really want to share that prayer and meditation is number one. I don't know where I would be without my meditation practice. I wouldn't be where I am, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
And
same
so,
thing on my end. I
yeah.
tell people that all the time. I get up about 5:15 in the morning, and that first hour is my alone time,
Yeah.
because that's before the emails start streaming in and the phone starts ringing and the text messages are happening. That's my alone time with God to pray,
Yeah.
meditate. I have to, if something's happening and I can't get that in, it seems like my whole day is off.
Yeah. But and here's another example of why how mind kinetics can help, because many people will say, well, my prayers and meditation aren't working. So there's something stuck in
Block
them
it.
that's preventing them from connecting to God, right? Why would God not want to answer your prayers? You know?
Exactly.
So
Exactly.
we go into that subconscious mind to find out what those blind spots are, those roadblocks out, and we kick them out. You don't
Amen.
need that sludge in there, because our connection to God this lifetime is the most important connection we can have.
Amen. That is so true, especially in this day and time.
Yes, yes,
So,
yes. Absolutely.
Amen. Well, Briska, thank you for taking the time to join us today, man.
No
It
problem.
is so informative. Amen. Folks, you need to drop down the show notes, click the links down there, get in touch with Briska, sign up for at least an introduction session, and find out if this is something that you'd be interested in and that works. And go to our website, coachingleadership.com, and check out this book, Unleashing Potential: Strategies for Life Mastery. Order a copy. I mean, check it out. Just you have to expand your range of information and possibilities. That's what this is all about. That's the purpose for this podcast, to bring things across your path that you may not have heard of or thought of. And if it resonates with you, it works. If it's something you're like, I'm not really interested, okay. But at least you have the information going forward. And tell us again, the link at thebrainwalk.com, www.thebrainwalk.com. What will they
Yes.
receive there?
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is a self-coaching tool. It simulates how Einstein used to think, and you know he was the quintessential genius of the last century. So in 15 minutes, they will go into their subconscious mind to find out something that's really bothering them, and then they will pick a strength, which will be a solution. You know, everybody's got strengths, right? So what are they already strong in that they can use to help them overcome their challenge? And then the brainwalk takes them into their God self for the best solution. Cool.
And that's what you'll get when you go down, and that's free.
It's free.
Yeah,
It's
praise
free. You
God.
can go and
Amen.
try it. You'll love it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, that's good. Thank you so much again for coming on the program today. I do appreciate your time, and this is something that I'll be checking out too. Praise
Okay.
God. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For
Thank you
Betska,
so much.
Kay Burr, myself, this pastor, by reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.